Thomas Selicek in the next episode of Checkmate. This time I want to focus on Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen of your life. So I have this dirty pleasure. I watch Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares and this sort of completely to my field of inquiry unrelated subject. And I don't know why I keep binge watching it, and it somehow gives me this weird pleasure. And then when I was completely desperate and I was thinking that the level of my procrastination has reached completely new, unfathomable levels, I came to an idea that this actually could be useful. What if Gordon Ramsay would actually come into the kitchen of your life? So those of you who don't know Gordon Ramsay, he is very blunt, very strict, very, let's say, cruel, very tough, but it makes sense what he says to the owners of the restaurants. And he comes to mediocre restaurants and then he criticizes the food. He goes into the kitchen, he talks to the management, he talks to the staff, he talks to customers, and he tastes the food. And then he, if the owner agrees, he goes to a rampage and he throws things out of the kitchen and cleans it up and, you know, hides or sees all the hidden corners and asks, what sort of a kitchen are you making? Is this supposed to be Japanese cuisine or European cuisine or fusion? Or are you price oriented or are you quantity oriented? What sort of a thing is this project of yours? Now, just imagine that such a person like Gordon Ramsay would actually come into your life and watch it for a week and see what you do well, what you're doing with your talents, how well you are offering whatever you have to offer, how clearly you're communicating, how much time you're wasting, how much management effort you're wasting, what are your weak, dark secrets, your dirties, and what are the potential possibilities of yours, of yourself. Well, you know, waiting for Gordon Ramsay or for somebody else to do this in your life might be waiting for Godot. And I know one person that knows you pretty well. He knows you better than Gordon Ramsay. Of course, he doesn't have the arm's length distance to your life. But let's do this. Take 1,000 euros, take a lot of money that you would pay to a consultant firm, and take 2 hours off your schedule and imagine that you are actually paying yourself 1,000 euros for this consultancy. Take a big sheet of paper, turn off all your phones, make it so as if you really are talking with Gordon Ramsay or somebody from McKinsey or Deloitte or some consulting company that actually is professional on this, and do a meeting with yourself. Take a big sheet of paper and in the lower corner, write the negative things, and on the upper right-hand corner, write the positive things. And in the middle, write you. And put all the things that you could disappear if you had a magic van. All the things that would disappear from your life if you could. Write them down into your left lower corner. Study your days. Study the things that you would recklessly throw away if you could. And in the upper right-hand corner, write the best possible version of you. I mean, if you'd be a brutal capitalist who would own you, if you'd be a slave owner of this slave called you, also imagine that you like the slave, you don't want to torture him to death, but what would you do with him or to him? Just imagine that you would be at the disposal of all of your talents and that you could manipulate them with a magic wand. So, in other words, in your upper right corner, what we're getting is the best image of you, is the best of you. It's the best possibility that you could become. And on the lower left corner, you will see more and more things that are negative. Now try to connect these two. Try to connect the lower left corner with the upper right corner. And on the connecting lines, try to put things that you can repair and want to repair. What would Gordon Ramsay repair? And I have this, I call it blue life. It's like a matrix. The days are in columns and different activities are in rows. And every day when I do something that I told myself to do, and I put the blue color in that box. And then that thing evolves, and I now have a really nice overview of what's happening to me in what areas I have been improving. And I have this sort of audit to show to myself. So I'm taking cold showers in the morning. I'm trying to take my time to meditate and think during the day, to have time to read, to have time to write, to have time to think. Days that I am able to go completely without any evening company and just spend it alone, time with my son, etc., etc. All the things that I have sort of noted and jotted down that Gordon Ramsay would definitely notice and would definitely repair. So try to be a consultant to yourself. I mean, 2 hours of your time isn't that much, and it can really make a difference. Don't cheat. Don't cut it. Don't answer your phones. You are meeting the most important person of your life, or one of the most important people in your life. You are meeting with a person who knows you the best. Just try to put yourself in the shoes of somebody who doesn't and who has interest in you. And let me assure you that the antidote to pain is not joy, utility, or pleasure, but it's meaning. And this might give the opportunity to find the meaning of our lives. Maybe we'll never find it properly, maybe it changes every day, but the pursuit of trying to find it is, I think, more important than the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of meaning. So this has been your Checkmate.